ABC Radio Australia.
With just 2 weeks to go to Christmas Day, many things around the Pacific, like schools, are in wind-down mode and wrapping up for the festive season. But not politics, especially in Vanuatu, where Parliament has been ordered to sit and to debate a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister. It follows yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, which found that the Speaker of Parliament acted improperly by dismissing a notice for a no-confidence motion brought to the House by 9 opposition MPs. Opposition leader Ishmael Kalsakal welcomed the decision, which will see Parliament convene on Tuesday.
Naturally, we are pleased with the outcome and the result of the judgment of the Supreme Court. But it is, as we said, we have always been confident that the law has been settled by the Court of Appeal in respect of the factual circumstances that gave rise to this case. And this case was no different to what the Court of Appeal has said all along in the past, that once the Speaker receives the motion, he is incompetent to close the session of Parliament. And that was the decision that the Supreme Court came out with. And whilst we are pleased with the result, it could have been avoided, but we are pleased that the Supreme Court has cemented what the Court of Appeal has always held all along with regard to motions that come before Parliament and how they're disposed by Parliament.
So now that the Court has ordered for Parliament to sit next week, Tuesday, as the Leader of Opposition, do you think you have the right or enough number or members of Parliament on your side to push forward this motion against the Prime Minister next week?
Well, at the present time, it's a motion that's signed by 9 members of Parliament. We wouldn't be putting this motion if we weren't confident that we had secured the numbers. But this is politics, anything can happen. But we look forward quietly with confidence to the sitting of Parliament next Tuesday.
Can you talk a little bit about, the reasons behind this motion against the Prime Minister? What was the motion of no confidence about against the Prime Minister?
The expressions of the motions are self-explanatory. They speak to the non-confidence that we have in the Prime Minister. Not at the present time, which I don't have a motion in front of me, but I think the first is about misdealings as a state minister, and the others relate to commissions of inquiry reports and as well as the handling of the teachers' strike.
And that there is Vanuatu's opposition leader speaking there to ABC's Leah Loenbu. We'll certainly hear more about the reasons behind the no confidence vote when Parliament convenes on Tuesday. Again, this was almost a month after the opposition's efforts were dismissed by Parliament's Speaker.